This is what he said. Luke 4, 18, 19. He said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Praise God, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and the recovering of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You see, at one time, each and every last one of us in here who was saved.
Yes.
Praise God, I need not remind you that you were poor at one time.
Yes.
Praise God, one time you were brokenhearted. Amen. You were captive, you were blind, and you were slave to sin. But Jesus was our door out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But not only was he the door out, praise God, of that sin, he was the door out of the slavery to sin. He was the door out of the condemnation that sins bring.
Yes.
Amen. We were talking about that in Sunday school this morning. Praise God, the fact that sin condemns. And everybody, I didn't get nobody to say amen.
Amen.
Don't you know that sin condemns?
Yes.
Amen. There is nothing gracious about sin.
Yes,
sin condemns. That is the reason why Jesus had to remind us at John 3:17 and 18, he said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He goes on to say that he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth on him, that believeth not, praise God, him is already condemned. Praise God. And because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. So at one time we were slaves to sin, but the door, praise God, was the one that allowed us out. Amen. And Jesus was that door. Not only would he let us out, praise God, of the slavery and the condemnation of sin, Jesus is the door out of the worst possible failure that we could have in our life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Nobody likes to be a loser. Nobody wants to be a failure in life. Praise God. And the worst failure that any of us can have, or any one of us can experience, praise God, is that spiritual failure. Amen. Let me just read a verse of text that I need from my gospel writer, Mark. Mark says, ask a question at Mark 8:36. He says, for what shall it profit a man, praise God, if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Amen. Can I park that just for a minute? Amen. You see, we have a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. But let me tell you something, praise God. Stuff is not going to save us.
Right.
Amen. Amen. It's not going to save us. And praise God, the worst possible failure that we could have is not have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
And he is the door, praise God, to the out of the worst possible relationship that we can have, because through him we have eternal life.
Yes.
But not only that, finally, he is the door out of a destructive, negative attitude towards oneself.
Yeah.
Somebody say, what you mean by that? I'm glad you asked me. Praise God. You see, many people are down on themselves.
Yeah.
Amen. And they're down on themselves. Praise God. And when folks are down on themselves, especially folks that are believers in Christ Jesus, praise God, they get to the point where they won't do anything for advancing the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. They won't do anything, praise God, for advancing the kingdom of God, because they feel that they are limited and they feel that they are inadequate. adequate for a task. Amen. Can I help us to something? Amen. Let me help you. Praise God. God didn't give everybody the same ability. Amen. Can I say that again? Amen. God did not give all of us the same ability. But let me tell you something, praise God. What he gave you, amen, you can use it for the glorification of him. Amen. You could use it in advancing the kingdom of God. Praise God. And I almost tell folks, when you get to that point where you are in one of those attitudes, where you are in that rut, when you feel, praise God, that you can't do nothing, praise God, you got to take on the attitude of the Apostle Paul, praise God, because I remember Paul said at Philippians 4:13, he said that I can do all things, praise God, through Christ who strengthened me, amen. So Jesus is the door out of a destructive, praise God, negative attitude. Amen. I mentioned last week when that minister came here and ministered to us. Yes. Praise God. When she talked about just tell them. Yes. Amen. And she talked about the fact that not being influenced, praise God, by what other folk think of us. Yes. Amen. Don't you know, praise God, that with God on your side, amen, you can move a mountain, right? Amen. You may not be able to read, praise God, as well as somebody else. You may not be able to sing as well as somebody else, praise God. But God has given you something, praise God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast. You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
We clap your hands to this. Ooh.